As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They have signed a 7-year, multi-million dollar deal with the racetrack guys, and it's now going to be called Echo Park Speedway.
Yeah, man. So now when you're heading down Terra Boulevard, you're going to Echo Park Speedway. So June 27th, 28th, Saturday night, under the lights, Quaker State 400. Be a blast. Because we have like a mini Talladega. That's what AMS has become. So we're going to be talking to a couple of drivers. Ross Chastain, who just won the Coke 600. Christopher Bell, who's like he's great in the dirt and everything else. So we'll talk to him. And surprise, surprise, Michael Waltrip's walking around here too, Carl.
How about that? He does a great job. I'll tell you, look, it's always cool to see the OG guys, right? And then you got the new school kids.
Carl, I love talking to Kyle Petty and Michael Waltrip. And I hate to be like the way sometimes talking about the old NFL or the old NBA.
Oh, yeah.
But I definitely do miss the old NASCAR.
Well, there was an edge.
Right? Yeah.
There was an edge.
Yeah, man.
More on that coming up. Those guys set to join us a little bit later on in the show. Real quick, I want to address something about what Brandon Gordon said, and then we're going to get to 4th and 1. And you'll hear what Drake London had to say about his quarterback. We're talking about my quarterback. He said there have been moments that have been tense in the clubhouse that maybe we're not aware of. And one of the guys he named was Chris Sale. And when Chris Sale got here, having known guys that had covered him in Boston, right, I said, Chris Sale's a dog.
Old school.
He's a dog.
Right.
And we've seen that. He's come in. He's got edge. He's been terrific last year, Cy Young Award winner. That doesn't surprise me that he's one of those guys that may be having conversations. He also said Albies and Olsen. Here's the thing. We're all looking for guys that should lead the way, and Brandon just mentioned, again, without specifics, saying he's pretty sure that there have been some moments in the clubhouse where they've had those conversations. Well, if they have, it just simply means those guys recognize what's going on,
right,
but they're still not hitting. And sometimes, guys, those conversations just don't immediately mean you go out and hit 4 home runs the next game or you go on a hot streak for the next 15. It just needs to be said sometimes that you're not living up to it. I'm not doing a good job as I need to do. Fellas, we're a better team than this. And hopefully this comes about. But it was good to hear Brandon say that because, Mike, it's something we have been talking about.
Right.
And he's saying, look, without getting into specifics, I'm pretty sure those conversations are being had.
I mean, yeah, these guys are still on the top step of the dugout. They're not tuning out, but it just seems sometimes it just seems so listless. That's why I said it's just a lifeless effort. You know, Matt Olson, you know, he's not a guy that wears his heart on his sleeve. He's not that guy, and that's fine because everybody, it's different strokes for different folks. Some guys are those fiery guys. But I wish we had a little more dog. I mean, look, I'm not going to say I want Bryce Harper, but I like the Bryce Harper juice. You know, I like that swagger. You know, and I just think we could use a little edge. And I'd love to see us. Yes, you cannot go find, you know, let's see if AA is going to his Rolodex. I need to find a guy who's a real wise ass that can really spark this team up like Jock Peterson. But that's kind of what some fans say to us almost every day.
Yeah.
That you feel like that's the piece that's missing. Doesn't matter that some guys that are batting 225, you know, get to 300. But it just, the impression is we're letting this season slip by and everyone's just kind of just, you know, treading water or just, you know, I don't know. just aloof. I mean, does this matter to you as much as it does? It's interesting to Brandon say, yes, these guys are having these sort of clear the decks meetings, which fans want to know about.
Yeah. And I also think, Mike, you got to have credentials. Listen, Bryce Harper can do those things because he's Bryce Harper.
Right. Chris Sale can go whip up some guys because he's been there and done that.
You know, you got to have some credentials, man. You're a multi-time All-Star. Are you in the mix for every year for an MVP? I mean, those kind of things matter when you start talking about these guys who have voices. I think if you're going to get the attention of the team. More on the Braves coming up. They start a big series with the D-backs right now. Let's get to 4th and 1. Drake London talking about Michael Penix. And he said, Mike, you know what? He's shown me he's a gamer because he got thrown into this thing when it was unexpected. And I think Penix and London are developing a relationship, which is going to be great for us, on and off the field. Here's Drake London on his quarterback.
It's just reps on reps at the end of the day. I mean, he was thrown into the fire last year, and we got, like, live reps without even doing much, you know. So that gave me a lot of confidence regardless of anything. And he's a gamer, so I know when he's out there, he's going to make the right choices and in the right place.
A gamer. I would agree, Drake. He's talking about, you know, the throws that he threw to him, and obviously they didn't get
a touchdown.
Yeah, they didn't get a lot of work. Right. It's just about, you know, like you said, throw it and catch it. See, that's what I want. Kyle Pitts, throw it, and I'll catch it.
Well, it's interesting because I'm seeing more stuff for guys who up there, you know, some guys in this town don't want to hear about Kyle Pitts on the trading block. They're not making these stories up for blanks and giggles, you know. So, you know, why everything about his foot is being handled like a military secret by Coach Ra, I don't know. But I saw another article today. Pro Football Talk had more stuff on it today saying that, you know, Pitts really would like to stay in Atlanta, but also understands he's the 4th or 5th option.
Is he? Is that what the deal is?
That's one of the articles I read today. Well, I mean, right off the top of my head.
If that's the case, we do need to trade.
Well, then, because right off the top of my head, Drake London.
Yes.
Darnell Mooney.
What's up, Darnell?
Bijan Robinson.
Yep.
I mean, he would be, I would think, the 4th option. So, yeah, 4th or 5th. Because he's not a guy that, unfortunately, moves.
Should he be the first option?
He should both. You drafted a guy 4th overall. I mean, hypothetically, he should be option 1 or 2. To be that guy. He should be our George Kittle. He should be our Travis Kelce. Mm. Should be any of the 13 tight ends who have better numbers than he does in the NFL right now. He's not that guy. So, and again, I've told Carl we're not having this debate this week. You know what he is. We know what he is. Some of this is coaching. Some of this is on him. He just works here. Remember that, Carl?
Oh, how could I forget?
But, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, so the tight end position in a Rams offense is basically not that important. Higby had pedestrian numbers the last year that Zach was there as the quarterback's coach.
All right, let's hear Drake London OTAs going on next week, mandatory minicamp. Drake talking about the personal relationships, in his mind, are very important.
Trying to get reps, trying to hang out with them outside of practice, whatever it might be. And Coach Ross is doing an amazing job with that, getting us together, making sure that, you know, we are together outside of the football and the facility. So it makes a difference because, you know, you're fighting for that person right next to you, and you want to know that person.
Yeah. I
Falcons mean, are family.
Yeah, and I'm cool with it, man. Right. He's right. I mean, you got to be tight with guys to have a sense and a feel of who they are. And, Mike, if I know you well enough, then I know I can yell at you and you're not going to take it personal.
Right.
If I don't and I do that and now all of a sudden you check out, we got a problem in the game. So I think those things are legit when he's
good
talking
culture.
About.
It's sorry to cut you off. It's a good culture, accountability. Yes. We talked about even when Arthur Smith was here. I know guys are always like, oh, man, that locker room must be miserable. And it wasn't. Guys are dedicated. Just, you know, crappy play calling. Not putting your stars in position to make plays and bad quarterback play for a couple of seasons.
No doubt.
But now when you look at this team, the only guy that wasn't being accountable was Kirk Cousins. He wasn't being accountable. He wasn't being straight. I'm fine. I'm not hurt. You know, next man up. I'm hurting the team if I can't go. No, he was being selfish. And then subsequently tells you, no, I was really hurt. I was banged up that whole time. That's the only guy I know who's below the line of accountability with this team right now.
He will be there next week, mandatory minicamp, if he's still here. Hey, let's hear from Deion Sanders, man. This is news again because Shedeur Sanders, you know, leading into the draft, I talked a lot about narratives and how he was being painted. Deion addressed this on a podcast, and a couple of things he said bothered him.
The Bible says God uses the foolish things to confound the wise. So it was some foolish stuff that went on, but you know what? That gave them something that they needed. Like, that gave them something that they said, all right, you know, that edge that Tom had, that edge, it gave them that edge that you had, it gave them the edge that I have. You know, when folks say we're going to be nothing, we weren't going to be nothing, but we had to prove that. That gave them the edge that they needed, both of them.
Yeah, he's talking about all the bad things that were said about Shador and what he wasn't. Hopefully, he believes, being his father, it's going to give him the edge that he needs Mike to take it to the next level.
It's funny. I was talking to one of our listeners who's actually buying a car today.
Yeah.
And he was asking, what
is he buying this red Corvette?
That's one of the pace cars for Echo Park Speedway. Again, that's the Z06, baby.
I see that exhaust. It's tight.
Go get some of that. I don't need all that much horsepower. I get enough tickets for the regular C51. But now, one of our listeners was asking about, when we were talking about, we were teasing, we were going to talk about Shador. All right, so did he literally put his feet up at a meeting in Indianapolis with one of these teams on the desk, shucking like pistachios with sunglasses on, going, whatever, man. You only draft me? Why am I bothering with you? I don't know. That's the way people
betrayed
made it
him.
Sound.
Yeah, they betrayed him.
So did that happen once? Did it not happen at all? I mean, we know how these things work. You know, a kernel of a story becomes like, you know, a forest, right? And all of a sudden, all this stuff gets running rampant. That's what DM was referring to. I don't know. I mean, if you're talking to a team that has a firmly established quarterback, I think you got to be polite. I think you certainly do the job. You get your practice for your other interviews. So I think Deion's son would be doing that. So I don't know what to make of it. I think it was overblown by guys who don't like Deion, and the kid is paying for the sins of the father. The father hasn't done anything wrong. Other than just being an over-the-top personality, who's always backed up what he's talked about.
Deion said the thing that bothered him most was that saying his son was unprofessional.
Right, that's it. Who said that? Prove it to me.
I don't know. Here's Deion's comments on that.
When you sit up there and say something like he went in a meeting unprepared, like, dude, Shador Sanders, who's had six different coordinators, who has still functioned and went up, leveled up every time we brought somebody new in, and you're going to tell me he
every
was
situation.
You're going to tell me he had on headphones, Shador. Anybody know my son, understand he's a professional. Like, he's going to go into a meeting with headphones on. Like, y'all, come on, man.
Right. And that's what I was saying. They're making it sound like, what's that now? Deion, we're really interested in having a conversation with you. This is Bob Jablonski. I'm head of personnel for the Steelers. That's great, Joe. I'm going to sit and listen to some tunes. You don't mind.
Yeah.
I'm going to play some Fortnite on my phone.
Look, if you don't believe this, and you know, there are people that are close to that Colorado program that I know, Deion does believe in respect and respecting coaches and the way that his players answer him. I don't buy any of that stuff.
Hey, look, Deion kept it real. When, you know, he never talked crap about other guys. It was other coaches like Venables at Oklahoma, Matt Rhule talking stuff about him. He didn't throw any fire anybody's way. He just told these guys, look, I'm bringing my luggage, and it's Louie, right?
And they were. one kid won the Heisman,
and the
other was the Big 12 Offensive Player of the Year.
And I'm sorry, all these sports writers who were crying, oh, he's so mean to these players. Oh, you mean the worst players in Division I football? You know, sorry.
Fourth and one brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. We are live again, guys, out here at Echo Park Automotive in Duluth. We're coming back. We'll let you hear what AA had to say about Marcell Ozuna's injury. It sounds a lot worse, but yet he's playing on it. We'll get into that next.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Just some drivers were going to stop by and kick it with us. And we've got a guy that we enjoy watching sitting with us right now. Ross Chastain joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Dukes and Bill live, guys. Echo Park Automotive right here in Duluth. Big day, Mike. Seven-year multi-million-dollar deal. Naming rights deal. So Atlanta Motor Speedway now is Echo Park Speedway. And Ross is going to be racing there.
Yes.
Nighttime race coming up, guys. It's the Quaker State 400, June 27th and 28th at Echo Park Speedway. Ross, thanks, man. How you doing?
I'm good. I wish my car was as fast as these tickets got printed here. We unveiled this like 3 hours ago at the racetrack, and they've already got Echo Park Speedway. Get your tickets at EchoParkSpeedway.com. Flyers here in our hands. It's amazing.
The boss, they said, I'm like, why are we going to Echo Park Automotive? He goes, I can't tell you because I can't keep a secret.
I didn't know either.
And then they dropped it. Governor a lap today.
The governor, I gave him some laps. The first lady did it in the lap. She said, no, thank you. She said their current term had taken several lives off her life. She said, you know what, I'm just going to off the grandstands. Refell the cover, and we found out the new name.
That's awesome. Listen, I'd be afraid to get in. Look, do for a living. And I'm always curious, like, and you do your normal car. Do you just hey, Mike and I, we're running into people, we're just yapping, right? We're just talking, and people go, what do you do? Oh, we're talking to hosts. Do you drive fast on a normal day?
Not really. I mean, look, I live in Charlotte, north of Charlotte. I have family currently growing and harvesting melons down in, like, but so I've made this trip on 85. That stretch from 85 on 85 Charlotte to Atlanta is wild, all construction. But it's no, I'd say I'm the guy in the middle lane. I'm not traffic. Like, it's just everybody's so dang crazy. Just slow down. Like, slow down.
Come on, from a NASCAR.
Leave the racing on the racetrack.
Yeah. Oh God. From a guy who's won six times in NASCAR to a super speeder, and he's the guy in the middle lane over here.
Now,
so it's not cultural and rowdy Burns, basically.
It's not. Now, yeah. When I had our governor, or your governor, on the racetrack today, I did the pit or the pace car speed is about 60. So we were doing 60 miles an hour, and he was like, wow, this feels okay, that's 60. And I said, now let's take it on up. So
okay.
I went up to about 110, and we went in the corner, and I actually felt a little more nervous doing that in the Chevy Blazer we were in at 110 than I do in the race car doing almost 200.
Yeah, that's wild.
It's Ross Chastain. It's the Melon Man. Again, for those who do not follow background, the tradition of the fan Atlanta's with. We spent coming up here on a Saturday night in Atlanta.
went watermelons.
Yes.
I did a bit of a request in my Victory Lane interview, and I asked, you know, more than I need to see watermelons being smashed. Do it too. So that was really cool to see kids up on the table. It was really cool. But yeah, incredible win. A little over ago now up in Charlotte. And a shot to win. We've been in contention. We haven't gotten a win here. And I haven't been able to eat one of those Georgia peaches. Fine.
Yeah, they're good.
Speedway. How tough is it to drive? Or how much fun is it to drive?
It's challenging. The corner date we left Atlanta. Corners feel the go easy, and then you get traffic car. It not up.
And you would think they were real drivers the way they talk about it.
Do the entire race.
Do you ever do the simulator stuff?
I do. We have Chevrolet has a large simulator that takes several engineers to turn on and run the math behind it, push all the buttons. And we can actually make changes to the car virtually, and I can go feel it. And we make real – then we bolt different geometry or different springs into the car for the weekend. That's how we prepare. We also have a web-based service called iRacing, which I have at home. It's just a web interface, and anybody can have that anywhere. So I race my family back home. I race either by NASCAR or people in the world. So that's a really cool thing. And it gives you, through the screen, it gives you the immersive experience. I don't have the movement that I have at our big Chevy rig, but there's nothing like real life. And there's no there's no adrenaline for me when it's virtual because it doesn't hurt when I crash.
That's a good point. It's true.
2 miles an hour, we have safe cars, we have safe walls, we have a lot of safety. It still hurts when we wreck, and that's why NASCAR's so.
Thank Go Park Automotive in Duluth. Crow and I will be here till 6 o'clock. We got more drivers stopping by. He just Coke 600s. The coming up, fights and all these rivalries. A lot of guys just do not like each other in this series. So for those who don't know, who are some of the guys that you would, well, you might speed up if you saw them on a crosswalk.
I'm not friends with many of them. I'm cordial, like Christopher Bell, and I'm traveling around the day. We've been down at the Speedway unveiling the new name of Echo Park Speedway. But, yeah, I'm not, like Christopher and I don't see each other. We don't go out of our way to hang out or go to. It's hard for me to draw a line and say, all right, I'm a competitor on Sunday and I'm a friend on Monday, and now Saturday I got to practice and qualify and try to beat you. So I struggle with that, so I just tend to not be. And I'll see an event like this, it's fine. Nobody that I really don't like, I'm a competitor to beat them. And
I love this.
I can't really.
I love it.
Some guys can handle that better. Yeah. I just struggle. I know what? I don't want to be friends. I just want to beat you.
I love it because we can be friends in the 20 years after this is over. I'm trying to stack trophies dubs. I'm with you 200%. Right. You're a killer. And I want killers. This is what I talk about all the time with our teams. I want guys to go out and say, hey, I don't care about anything except this right here today. And I have on. I don't care about these other guys right now. And I'm with you. I mean, that doesn't mean we don't shake hands after the race, right?
And if I see him, cordial. If we end up going to dinner, great. Dinner, breakfast, whatever. But I'm not going out of my way to reach out.
Yeah. I love it, man.
We talk about that in other sports. I'm with Carl on this one, man. Hey, before we cut you loose, Ross Chastain's with us here, guys, the Melon Man. So, the fridge and the trailer? Does someone – if you obviously, it's like white flag, and then someone goes and gets the melon, like the Stanley Cup trophy, and then brings it out to present for you to smash it?
So it's not in the car, first off. I don't carry it. But, yes, so there is we have a box in the hauler. It's just out in the open air, but it's on some artificial, like, fake grass turf. And it's there as a visual thing for the team and for any guests. Like, that means winning. That's we only get that watermelon if we win. So people can take pictures with it, but we don't touch it unless it's rotten. It's been that many races since
sure,
we won.
Sure.
So what's so cool is we won the Coke 600 a few weeks ago, a little over a week ago, and that watermelon came from my family's farm in South Florida because that was our harvest mm-hmm. time. So that was really cool to know that my brother and dad grew that watermelon and brought it up. My dad was at the race. He brought it up. My mom and dad were there. So really neat. Really starting this weekend, the watermelons we'll be coming from South Georgia. From
nice.
The watermelon capital of the world, self-proclaimed. We'll have Georgia watermelons now for about the next six weeks probably is where we'll be harvesting out of Georgia.
Ross grew up in Alva, Florida, and then Riverdale down in high school near Fort Myers area. Carl, real quick, we ask this of all our car guys. What do you got in the garage, even though you're not driving it too fast?
Yeah, so when we fly back today, I'll get in my Silverado EV. So all electric Silverado that I drive.
It's badass though.
Dude, that thing is
so
fast.
I know.
Super Cruise.
The torque,
I can get in it. I push the button and I just watch traffic around me. And then for fun, I have a 1949 ton and a half Chevy 4400. So I got it from Al Neese, who's my truck series owner. He's a Marine veteran from Texas.
Wow.
And he had it on his yard out. He builds fuel lube trucks
restored,
and water trucks.
Restored everything?
It was just a work truck for him for years, and then his wife and him restored it several years ago. And then once it was restored, he said, I can't stand to drive it around or scrap it, get rid of it. So I got it. It's really cool. It's got Neese in the back, and that's the truck team I drive for. So when I want to go cruise around, just you know, when I'm not in a hurry, you know, that thing, 35 mile an hour is pretty fast in that thing. 1949, that was – the roads looked a little different back then.
Right, Long time ago. Ross, man, thank you for stopping by. Ross Chastain, guys, you'll watch him Atlanta Night Race, June 27th, 28th, Echo Park Speedway. Brother, good luck. Continued success.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much, brother.
Thank you for being here.
Yeah, man, good stuff from Ross there. And it's going to be a fun race, guys. Again, if you've never been, this is a great opportunity to go. And Mike said it, nighttime – weather be great.
Oh, it's going to be great. Yeah, I mean, that's
going to be a fun time.
The night race, when we first, and remember, they moved them around. There was Labor Day weekend, and just talking with the guys from the track earlier. This is, to me, it's a perfect date. It's not for, it's because it's just starting to get warm now. And this is before it gets too oppressively hot to be out there at the track. And plus, great time to tailgate in the afternoon and have a good time. But this is Ross from Trackhouse Racing, 6 career victories in NASCAR. And as you said, just a likable guy. It's fun because it's not a gimmick. It's the family business.
No.
The Melon Man.
Well, and here's the thing, too. I mean, the sport, we talk about this in every sport, right? Especially like the NBA right now. And if you're just joining us, Tom Thibodeau, fired. Knicks relieved him of his duties.
Best Knicks season in 30 years, and they fired the guy.
They fired Tibbs. But, Mike, you need new blood. You need new guys to come up
right.
and energize the fan base, and he's
you
one
feel
of those guys.
Folks just felt like that's as good as it got. I just, like, the Pacers played such a great brand of basketball. In the games they won,
yeah.
Stifling defense. We talked about Brunson losing his poise, getting out of character. But Carl, I mean, I thought you could argue Thibodeau got more out of Carl Anthony Towns when it mattered most than any other coach he's had in the NBA.
Yeah.
More
on that to, coming up here on the show. We're live out here again. Echo Park Automotive guys in Duluth. We're coming back. Yeah, man, no man's on the way.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom?
Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Our live at Echo Park Automotive guys, and now Atlanta Motor Speedway, formerly Atlanta Motor Speedway, is going to be Echo Park Speedway. Thanks to Ross Chastain for stopping by. We got another driver that's going to hit us up and stop by here next hour, so stay tuned for that. We are talking about our Braves. We had a great conversation with Brandon Gaudin earlier. If you missed it, go online, odyssey.com. If you missed Rick Ross yesterday, go online and hear Ricky Rose. Great sports conversation, but we had, you know, just a great time talking with him about all the things that are going on. His big car show is going on this weekend. Lots of stuff going on with the show, man. You can always stay up on what's happening. 92.9 The Game and Dukes and Bell 92.9. Right now, though, we got to get to Yeah Man, No Man.
All righty, guys. We are here. We're hot. We're sweaty. Oh, man. Shout out to Echo Park Automotive, man, for having us out here today. And, again, shout out to Ross Chastain for just stopping by. Right into it, man. So, we all know TNT, NBA Live on come to an end. The whole crew's going to move over to ESPN. Ironically, there's an article in which Kendrick Perkins says he squashed his beef with Charles Barkley. Says his wife told him, you know, this is stupid. What are y'all beefing over? Do you even know what you're beefing over? So I thought it was a little ironic. Yeah, man, no, man. Kendrick Perkins made a business decision.
Yes. That's a yes, man. If you want to remain gainfully employed with this organization, understanding some assets will be allocated toward that show and maybe less for morning talent, then you better play ball. So, look, you know, Carl, I looked at the numbers and I decided to squash my beef with Charles.
Yeah. So, I think they're all trying to figure out how. I'm talking about the guys that are currently there. Stephen A's fine. He's Stephen A. I think the other NBA experts that they have are trying to maneuver and figure out how they're going to get some shine, because that's about to be taken away. And I feel like Kendrick understands by embracing not only Charles and Shaq and everybody. I mean, he played against, you know, Shaq and those guys because they were in the same era. But I think he understands by embracing them is only going to help me.
Right.
And so – you know, anytime somebody comes to the company and this is, you know, you have a contentious relationship, it's always hard, man. It doesn't help anybody. And so it's a smart play, whether his wife told him or not. Kendrick's a good dude. I've known him a long time. Beaumont, Texas, small town dude. He is a country boy. You hear him, he sounds exactly like that. There's no put on. But I also think he understands me being mad or upset with any of these cats is not going to help my situation. So I'm going to tell you this, too. I believe they'll probably start to maybe eliminate some of these extra guys that they have and use more of Shaq and Kenny and Charles because now they have that access.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right, good stuff. Let's keep it on the hardwood.
I would revamp that. Feel about that. Back to you.
Oh, well, yeah. That the one team that you said you feel like is
the third team. Yeah. Quite honestly, it is to me.
All right. Let's stay on the hardwood, man. Knicks reportedly had gotten started to get frustrated with Karl Anthony Towns' defensive habits throughout the season. Yesterday, I mentioned to Carl, like, what if there was a three-team trade that somehow sent Giannis to New York and Cat to the Hawks, right? I personally like Cat. But then when I read this about the defense, I was like, eh.
Yeah, we need that. We don't need to come down
but
here.
But then we have Quinn Snyder, who's this defensive-minded genius, right?
Is he?
Well, that's...
I don't know what Quinn Snyder is.
Come on!
Playing. I don't know what he's genius about.
Man.
Yeah, no,
a
man.
Defensive man could get Cat on track with the Hawks.
Nope. Wait, so he'd be down here stealing money. Cat would be down here stealing money.
I think he's right.
Thibodeau got you the best Cat you've ever seen, and it lasted for two games.
Look, is he very offensively talented individual? Yes, he is. I'm not going to say he's a liability, but he's not Rudy Gobert, right? And so,
I know all about being a liability.
We talk about having a true rim protector. Cat's going to be out shooting threes like Trey. So I don't know, man. I don't feel like that is the move. I think we need a fun – look, you know who would have been perfect for us? And they didn't obviously do it. But Hartenstein,
yeah. Right.
He goes to OKC. He's not looking to shoot threes. He's going to rebound. He's going to play defense.
Know your role.
And he's tough.
Right.
That's what we need.
Siakam, we already talked about.
I don't
but
need that.
Right.
I don't need Cat. So, unfortunately, Dede, I'm going to say no man on that.
All right.
Yeah, man. Again, that game three, because it was really some dog. It was almost like somebody pushed a button that got something like out of him. It was almost like, you know, like, don't make me angry. What the fuck is game. He really was. He was the way he was crashing the boards, and there was times in game four and five where you couldn't stop him. Get to the basket, throwing bodies around. But that's just again his rap. That's too few and far between.
All right,
no interest. I want Giannis. Get me Giannis.
I tell you what, I do. To Hardenstein.
Right, yeah. Nasri. I said Nasri to Miles. Now Miles Turner. I don't know, but either one.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Let's stick with our Hawks. It looks like, according to our friend Lauren Williams, that one of their priorities is maintaining Caris LeVert, who is expected to hit free agency.
Casanova.
Yeah, man. No. Hawks need to make that.
Yes.
An urgency signing.
Carl, you and I talked about it at the jump, and you, by the way, we were doing the show. We were at Buffalo's that day. And I'm like Caris LeVert. And he's been great. He was really, really good. So, to me, and also to get DeAndre off the books, you kind of have to validate it by taking the resources you got for him, and they got to stay here on this team.
Yeah,
you know?
Look, I think we got more from the three guys we signed than the Cavs got out of DeAndre Hunter for the second half of the season, right? He just wasn't getting any run in Cleveland. And so then to see him do what he did here, I agree. Mike, that's a Cat you got to bring back because he's instant offense off the bench, right? And you always need that bench score. Niang, he has his limitations. But again, if he's
good role player.
Yeah, he's a streaky role dude, man. And the vet, he's a guy that's going to be – like guys like him. He keeps the locker room loose. So I don't have any problems bringing any of those guys back. But that's not our concern, right? The main thing is we got to lock up. Guy that's going to come in and really stabilize that starting five, or at the end of the game, the five that you have on the floor that can do all the things we've been talking about. But I like LeVert a lot. I think he should be back for sure.
All right, last one I got. Let's have some fun with this one. Of course, Mike, you'll be there tonight. Metallica.
That's
Metallica.
Right.
In concert.
Suicidal Tendencies, Pantera, and Metallica in the round.
Across all musical genres, Metallica, a top five band.
Ooh. Yeah. One of the biggest rock bands in the world, I mean, they're packing it up. New music. They come up with new music every now and again. They put on a great show. You know, and I've never been disappointed by them. Yes.
Yes. I would agree. And look, I'm not a rock guy.
I've seen you rock.
Oh, I can rock out. Because I listen to all types of music. My you know, I'm eclectic that way. But you got to respect what they've done. And when we start talking about these all-time groups,
right?
It's about longevity, man. Anybody can put a hit album out. How many guys, you know, we were sitting here talking about it. Day-Day, Gordon, how many cats we've seen put out one song, one album,
right.
And then you don't ever hear from them. When you're talking about years and decades of success, that's when we start saying, all right, you got to put them in that different category. And whether you like the genre of music or not, They're in that category.
Right.
Yeah.
The thing about them, and it's funny because we were talking about this a couple years ago. They had this documentary. It's been so long now. It's crazy. But Some Kind of Monster came out. And it was funny because it basically exposed just what pains in the arse these guys can all be at different times in their lives.
I believe it.
But it was, you know, it was kind of like a pull behind the curtain. But even then, I still love these guys. And I mean, James, I mean, the voice, you recognize, I mean, you see it, the presence, the sound. I'm really stoked to see Pantera tonight, by the way. That's a band. I said to Carl yesterday, I go,
they scared me.
I go, I don't know who's in Pantera because half the band is dead. But Zach Wilde is going to be, since Dimebag Darrell was murdered on stage years ago, Zach Wilde, who's played with Ozzy, has his own band, Black Label Society. He's playing guitar in Pantera. That's going to be unbelievable. And that's why I will be maybe needing
what?
A police escort to get out of here down to Mercedes-Benz because I don't want to miss Pantera, man.
Those boys are wild. They're scary. Seriously.
Texas boys, you know.
They're scary.
But yeah, but Metallica, it's an amazing concert. And they're in the round, which is always unique. So basically not a bad seat in the house.
No, there really isn't. And we know there are thousands of you who are listening that are probably going to the show tonight. We're lucky to have Mercedes-Benz Stadium to do these shows. Beyonce. Music, but that place is going to be rocking tonight.
It's going to be rocking.
Well, and to you guys' point.
Can't stop the battery.
The fact that when was their last studio album? Probably.
We were just talking about this.
But because my point is, the fact artists like this, groups like this, when they can this long without having put out any music and still have these type of crowds showing up.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, that just goes to speak to the volume of how great they have been. That's my yeah man, no man for today. And back to you guys for your regular routine program.
Yeah, good stuff, Dede. It's true. And again, you know, everybody gets offended. Mike and I have these conversations about the Beatles, whether they're overrated. You know, the Stones have been on the road forever, right? I mean,
right.
But you have to give props to these kinds of bands, whether you like them or not. And a guy, you listen to Metallica, listen to a little bit of everything, bro. I'm sorry. That offends. But I absolutely
now,
do.
I can't lie. As much as I love Metallica, when they start talking about playing some music off 72 Seasons, which is this new kind of concept album,
it's different.
Might be time to grab a beer.
That's not your vibe.
But that's the same thing when I say, too, off the new record. Okay. You know, I hate to say it, but you're one of those fans, because you want to always an entertainer and artist is evolving. Yeah. But fans want to hear the hits, and you just want to hear you the do. Stuff you know, and that's why you play the show, and let's go, man. Give me 2 hours of...
Yeah, I told this story before about going to see Prince, and this is when he was going through his cymbal phase, and you know he started the show and he must have did 10 songs, nobody knew, and everybody's like, when you go to the, and he literally in the middle of the show was like, I love you all, but sometimes we have to do new things.
No, we don't.
And we were like, he ain't gonna play none of this stuff. He's not playing any of this stuff. So I'm with Mike. Man, give me the hits. Hey, man, coming up, we got a lot more to get to. Live out here. Lots of fun. Trucks, Mike.
The Varsity is here. What do you have? Varsity's out here. Destroy a chili dog. Who's riding home with Gordon today? Roll down the window.
Hey, man, we'll come back. It's on the Braves. Alex Anthopoulos in the media, and they have relieved their third base coach.
What?
Yeah, more on that next.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.